I'm Dana O'Connor in the studios with our general manager for KUNR, Brian Dugan. Brian, it's good to see you. We're talking about H.R. 4, the Rescission Act. Now, yesterday, it passed the Senate. It's gone back to the House. The deadline to pass or fail this act is tomorrow at midnight. Now, H.R. 4 passed the Senate yesterday. It's gone back to the House today and will be voted on by tomorrow. The deadline is at midnight tomorrow. The rescission package, as we know, is a cut of $1.1 billion for public radio and television stations across the U.S. What are we thinking is going to happen?
Well, that's a great question, Dana. Thanks for having me. So, yes, the Rescissions Act passed the Senate in a late-night vote. Very slim majority, 51 to 48, with a couple of Republican senators, Murkowski and Collins, joining all Democrats present in opposing it. So now it goes back to the House of Representatives for a final consideration, and that's the body where there were four Republicans who voted to stop this cut, including Nevada's Mark Amaday. And so we'll see what happens. In that vote in June, three Democratic lawmakers were also not present at that vote. And so what we're hoping for is that there is still a chance in the House to defeat this measure. Now, this is an uphill battle. I'm not Pollyannish about this. I know this is an uphill fight for all of us in public media. But the message this morning for all of you listening is that please consider reaching out to our lawmakers and telling this story, telling why public media matters and why it should not be defunded, that our public service journalism, the emergency alerts that we provide across this country, all of that and more is at stake. And so the best way for you to reach out to Congress right now is protectmypublicmedia.org. So again, that's go to protectmypublicmedia.org, and that website will facilitate direct messages to your members of Congress in order to send this message, a very clear-eyed and direct message about why public media should not be cut.
It is an uphill battle, but we're not giving up. There's still time for you to make an impact. Contact your Congress members, your senators, protectmypublicmedia.org. Now, $1.1 billion across the U.S. is a lot of money. How is that going to affect little stations like ours, stations in our rural areas? What's going to happen with their funds?
Well, if this cut does come to pass in the next 36 hours or so, the results will be quick and catastrophic for the public media ecosystem overall. And the effects here at KUNR Public Radio will be severe and very difficult to navigate. So what will happen across the board is we will see reductions in force in terms of local journalists on the ground, our ability to provide local programming, just the overall financial stability of the system itself. CPB funding does more than just these annual grants. It is supporting our editor for the Mountain West News Bureau. It's supporting a tribal news gathering across the Mountain West. It is supporting our ability to have just basic satellite infrastructure and connection between public radio stations. So it is a very complicated and interconnected system that will be directly impacted.
We haven't even talked about the emergency alert systems that people rely on in the rural areas mainly. They don't have other radio stations they can turn to for that.
Just last night when the Senate was considering this bill, Senator Cortez Masto posted a video on her Instagram feed listening in real time to one of the Alaskan public radio stations in a far-flung part of that state, live reporting on the actual earthquake that was taking place and the tsunami warnings that were also underway. And that public radio station was at that station, those employees reporting on this live, providing life-saving emergency information for their listenership, where, by the way, there's no other local media to provide. So that station may not survive if these cuts go through. That's what's at stake. And so what is often being said in opposition to public media funding through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is that, well, Americans have access to so many other avenues of information with their phones nowadays. And that is a short-sighted and myopic view of how local information actually works. And I'm sorry, but the national journalists of our country are not going to go cover the school boards in rural Alaska or the city councils in Elko, Nevada. They're not going to cover environmental issues on the ground in much of this country because that's not how the system works. How the system works is local journalists doing that work, and the public media ecosystem, the funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, makes that possible. A lot is at stake right now, and what we all can do, all of us, is help tell this story. Again, protectmypublicmedia.org. Share these stories on Facebook. Share them on Instagram. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family about this. Have conversations about why this matters. So please, again, consider going to protectmypublicmedia.org.
Reach out, speak up, tell our story, let people know what public radio means to you, and we will be back on the air with you to let you know what happens with this vote, either today or tomorrow. Again, the deadline is midnight tomorrow.
And I want to say thank you, too, to all of our listeners, all of our supporters. I know many of you have stepped up to support us directly, to not just contact our members of Congress, but to support us directly financially, but also morally, emotionally. You guys have sent some awesome letters, some just amazing messages to our staff. We all know that you're listening, that you support us. We cannot do this work without you. So thank you for coming along with us on this difficult journey. One way or another, we will get through this. So thank you again.
Thank you, everybody. We do appreciate you.